This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved minimum support price MSP for copra for 2025 season. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the NDA government has taken a series of decisions for the welfare of farmers, and this reflects the NDA government's commitment towards improving the lives of farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said that MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. He added that the financial implication for this decision would be worth 855 crore rupees. The union minister said that the MSP of milling copra is 422 rupees more than the MSP in the 2024 season, while it is 100 rupees more for boll copra in comparison to the 2024 season. The Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers, Jagat Prakash Nadda, informed Lok Sabha during question hour yesterday that the urea production has increased from 225 lakh metric ton per annum during 2014-15 to a record urea production at over 340 lakh metric ton per annum during 2023-24. The minister said that the new urea policy has led to additional production of urea from 25 gas-based urea units by 20 to 25 lakh metric ton per annum as compared to the production during 2014-15. He further said that the government has notified potash derived from molasses to enhance the domestic production and supply of fertilizer in India. Molasses-based fertilizer is 100% indigenously manufactured fertilizer under nutrient-based subsidy scheme. The central government and the Asian Development Bank (ADB) yesterday signed a $350 million policy-based loan under the second sub-program of Strengthening Multimodal and Integrated Logistics Ecosystem (SMILE) program. The program is a programmatic policy-based loan to support the government in undertaking wide-ranging reforms in the logistics sector in India. The programmatic approach comprises two sub-programs which aim to expand India's manufacturing sector and improve the resilience of its supply chains. The signatories to the loan agreement were Department of Economic Affairs, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade and the ADB. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the development of India's logistics sector is vital to enhancing the competitiveness of its manufacturing sector. Union Minister for Development of Northeast, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, yesterday said that the 72nd plenary of the NEC that will be chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah today will lay a new foundation for the speedy growth of the region. Talking to reporters at the Agartala's MBB airport upon his arrival this evening, Mr. Sindhya said that in days to come, Northeast region will see a rise and fast-paced development which has been conceptualized by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Over 10,50,000 public grievances were redressed during the first day of the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign on Thursday. The nationwide campaign is being held till the 24th of this month as India's largest campaign for doorstep delivery of services and redressal of public grievances. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said that over 1,52,000 service delivery applications disposed and around 18,000 camps were conducted at Tehsil and Panchayat headquarters. The Bombay High Court yesterday upheld the Maharashtra government's decision to award the Dharavi Slum Redevelopment Project to Adani Properties Private Limited, dismissing a petition by UAE-based Seeklink Technologies Corporation that challenged the tender process. The court said that there was no unreasonableness or perversity in the decision to award the project to the Adani Group Company. Telangana High Court yesterday passed an order barring Anti-Corruption Bureau from arresting the Bharat Raj Samiti working president K.T. Rama Rao till 30th December in Formula E race case. The court passed the interim order on a quash petition filed by K.T. Rama Rao. And that is the end of this news bulletin.